Welcome, Rocky, to ExecuPeak.
Thank you for having me, Sasha. Excited to be here.
So, Rocky, do you have a morning ritual?
I do, and it's quite long. I usually am up before 6 a.m., and I start my day with a daily devotional, and then I pretty much roll out of bed, and either I go to the gym to do my workout, or I have stretching and workout routines that I do at home. And so I do heavy lifting when I go to the gym. Do some things that are probably outside the normal as far as exercise. That usually takes a little over an hour. If I'm at the gym, I like to hit the sauna. It's nothing like going from 200 degrees in the sauna to walking out into freezing cold. That's my favorite part during the winter time. I come back, I take a shower. After my shower, I sit down and I read some Stoic philosophy as well as some religious philosophy. And then usually by that time, it's probably been a couple of hours and I'm ready to get started with my day now that I'm grounded.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
You know, I think the best guidance, and I don't know that I've received it as much as I've experienced it. I always say you can't steer a ship in port, which means you have to start. And if you don't start, you won't get anywhere. And I think too often in life for me, I waited too long to start. But once I started, things started to happen rapidly. And that happened both with real estate, with running my own business. I see that lesson over and over again. And I think one of the most important things is take the first tiniest step and start moving in a direction, even if you don't have the perfect answer.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
So I think it's the power of compounding. Most of what I do is on the financial side for business owners, as well as building personal wealth. And at the end of the day, the compound curve is magical. But again, it comes back to the other lesson, right? If you don't start, you can't compound. And the reality is, a penny doubled over 31 days turns into millions upon millions of dollars. And that's powerful. And not only does it work with money, it works with knowledge. Your knowledge compounds when you're constantly working. Let's face it, our weight compounds, right? It can compound up, it can compound down. So it's one of those universal principles that applies in every part of life. You've just got to figure out how to create compounding in yours.
Do you have a life mantra that you live by?
So we could call, I don't know if it's a mantra or a saying, and it's iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. But I think I kind of added on to that, which is accept the sharpening. Naturally, we all want to sharpen everyone else, right? We want to tell them how to do it better. We want to say, this is what you should do. But how often do we accept our own sharpening? How often do we take feedback? And the thing is, you know, when you take iron and you sharpen it, what do you get? You get sparks, you get fire, you get heat, and that's not fun. But the end result, you know, if you're creating a sword, is a super sharp sword that's able to cut through. But you've got to accept the sharpening, otherwise you're dull. And that's kind of one of the things that I've learned is not so much that I should sharpen other people, but I should seek out and find people who will sharpen me.
Very wise. Rocky, what is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about me? So I think in my work, what I do is fractional CFO work. And I think people really don't realize what that means. And it's funny because I was just on another call with a bunch of CFOs. And what we joke about is that we're actually financial therapists. Most business owners don't have anyone that they can usually talk to about their money who will help them in a way that's beneficial to them. Too often they're alone. And let's face it, you know, depending on how you grew up, your parents might have told you not to talk about money. You might think money is evil. You might think math is hard. Well, all of those beliefs compound and it really makes it a struggle for the business owner. And so the reality is every business needs a CFO. In small businesses, that's just a hat that you have to wear. You have to wear that financial hat at some point. When you look at large businesses, they've got people on staff who are CFOs. But I think it's in the in-between stage that they really struggle because the business owner doesn't have the time and they don't like that role. They prefer to do the parts of the business they love, which is wonderful. But if you don't have your finances down, you're going to really struggle as a business owner. And it's the same thing in personal finance. If you don't have your finances down, you're going to struggle in life. And so I think that's the most important thing, is either putting together a good financial plan or finding someone who can help you do it. And the reality is most people out there, even the people you think should know the numbers, don't actually know the numbers.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the past year?
In the past year, courageous? You know, it's probably a little bit past a year ago, in the sense that when COVID hit, all my in-person, like, meetups and networking and everything literally overnight went away. And a lot of the people that I was networking with and meeting with were bankers and accountants and people on the financial side for referrals. And if you think about it, all of those people overnight went from, I don't want to talk to my banker, to I need a PPP loan. They were so busy that they didn't have time to talk to me. So I literally had to pivot 180 degrees, you know, go from in-person to Zoom and just redo the way I was doing things and find new places to connect with people. And it's been a tremendous success. Too often, I think, you know, COVID caused people to get stuck, and those who didn't pivot struggled. Those who pivoted had massive success, and those who were lucky to be in the right place at the right time, of course, just naturally were granted.
Rocky, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Listen to the heart, right? The mind is always logical, but we all make decisions based on our heart. We follow our heart, and then we make the logical excuses to do that. So I think you need to get in alignment with your heart, which means you need to have clarity on what you want in your business and your life. And if you don't have clarity on what you want, I think you're going to have that mind-heart struggle. You're going to get stuck on the hamster wheel. It's when you have total clarity with who you truly are and what you were meant to do, coming into alignment with what you do. So I'm not going to say follow your heart without thinking, because if you truly follow your heart and no one's willing to pay you, then you're going to struggle too. So you got to find that right balance.
What is one money book that you highly recommend people to read?
So what I do is Profit First. If you're a business owner and you haven't read Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, it is a must read. It totally switches the way you think about how your business is supposed to be profitable. So Mike was a serial entrepreneur. He failed and he's like, how could this be? And he realized that he was given the wrong equation. So we're all told sales minus expenses equals profit. Well, that means profit is a leftover. It's something that happens after the fact. Mike said, no, if we're in business, the formula should be sales minus profit equals expenses. We should take our profit first, we should pay ourselves first, and we should constrain our expense.
What is your favorite comfort food?
You know, there is nothing like getting some fried chicken and mac and cheese and a little bit of mashed potatoes. I mean, let's face it, that is just wonderful comfort food. I do try to stay away from it because it makes me a little too comfortable and a little too fat.
Rocky, if you only had $10 left, what would you spend it on?
Probably another book. I love to read. And if I had 10 bucks left, I'd probably get a book to inspire me to figure out how to get another $10 and learn from it.
If you only had $10,000 left, what would you spend it on?
So by $10,000, I would probably buy real estate, because I can buy real estate in a highly leveraged way, and then that would easily generate considerable amounts of money over time.
What is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
You know, I don't have a good night routine. I try to finish up early. Like, I try to get to bed before 10. I'm the kind of person that literally the moment my head hits the pillow, I'm out. I have that gift, I guess. I don't have a good nightly routine. Because I usually plan for my next day much earlier. I'll do that like midday or towards the end of the day, but not before bed. I have to think about that one a little bit more.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Initiatives that you mean in the way of charity and so forth?
Yes.
So I'm on the board for a local organization. It's called Keystone Human Services, and they serve people with intellectual disabilities. And they also have a program, Susquehanna Service Dogs, which is helping to raise service dogs to help those people who cannot help themselves. I think too often, especially in America, everyone is a bit spoiled, including our poor. We've got the richest poor people in the world. I try to help people who can't otherwise help themselves. And so I do it. That's one of the organizations that we support.
And Rocky, what do you do and where can people find you?
So I'm a profit first professional, which basically means that I work with small business owners and I help to ensure that they are always profitable so that they can thrive within their business. Best place to find me is at the website profitcomesfirst.com. And from there, you can find information about me. You can find my podcast and listen to more of what I share with the world. Best place.
Thank you, Rocky, for sharing your wisdom and executive.
Thank you so much for having me today.